As Baba Kama starts with the famous words, Dalid Avis Nezikin. The Gemara says, Avis Mechlal De'ika Toldais. Should I just wait for more people to come? Or what time is it called for?
9:30 or something.
Yeah, I see people are still coming in. Okay. As Baba Kama starts, Avis Mechlal De'ika Toldais. As the Sfarim HaKadoshim say, this is a very important nivod in Chumash that we're learning now, in the Parshias that we're learning now. When we learn the stories of the Avis, many people have a feeling that we're learning about people that lived a long time ago, they were big tzaddikim, and it's very hard for me to relate to. It's like when you get the new Rav Moshe book and the new Rav Aaron book, as you take one look at it and it says, this has nothing to do with me. It's above and beyond my head. Abba Chazal tell us that we're supposed to say, Masai Yagia Maisai Lemaisa Ovis. We are supposed to have Shaykhis, and we do have Shaykhis. They're called Ovis, Ovis Mechlal Deika told us. Every one of us has inside that koyach that the Ovis has. Now, to their extent, and to the way they did it exactly, of course, that's very special and very unique. But in our life, in our way, in our form, we all are toldos. We all have shaychus to the Avos. As actually, when we're learning the parshiyos, we're learning about ourselves. The Goyin says every nesayin of the ten nesayinus of Avram, of Yitzchak and Yaakov, happens to every yid. Every gidol that Avram make could happen to all of us. As when we talk to the Olam that came to Yarchei Kala, immediately what comes to mind is Avram Avinu's Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha mi'artzecha mi'beis avicha umiladetecha. Leaving home to come, where was he coming? To Eretz Yisrael, to a Makom Kaddish, to be closer to Hashem, to be mis'aleh. As it's very, very, we are Avis Mechlal De'ika Toldos. We're walking in the footsteps of our Avis. Now, Avram, before Lech Lecha, he was a ganz fine Yid. He already went through Ur Kasdim. He broke his father's Avodah Zarah. He was thrown in a thing of fire. He was already on a high Madrega. But there's an important lesson from Avram Avinu. As high as a Madrega as we all are, you could always go up. You could always go a step higher. Avram Avinu did a Lech Lecha. He took it to the next level. He lifted himself up another step. As wherever we are in life, there's always room for growth. There's always room for a Lech Lecha. To leave Ki'ilu, the Gashmi is behind, and come into a matziv of Kulay Limud, Kulay Kedusha, and Eretz Yisrael, in a yeshiva. It has a tremendous impact on a person, like it did in Avram Avinu. It lifts you up. However, it depends on the attitude and the way you do it. If you're coming for an interesting trip, and you want to take some good, nice pictures to send back to your friends to show what a good time you had, it's also good. Baruch Hashem, you're taking pictures of yeshiva, you're taking pictures, you're learning, it's also good. But you can elevate it another step. You could come with a tshuka. I want to come, reconnect very strongly to Torah, to Hashem. I want this to be a trip where I'm leaving behind and I'm coming to connect in a very strong way. That I should have my Lech Lecha, my step in life that's going to bring me up. And many people that came out of Yarchei Kala and they just were more connected to learning in so many different ways, more infused in life. Befrat, we live in a dor where the nisyonos are so stark. We were just very shaken up, all of us, when we heard what happened from the pressures of social life in America, what yin could do, and that it could be nisparsim. We all got shaken up to say that the social pressures of life to be rich and make it is a justification. It's never a justification, but what it is for us is an education. an education, how to make an elevation. We see what the Nisyon is, what people are suffering with, and what people are fighting with. The outside pressures of being successful, of letting everyone know how successful you are, of living a certain life. And what it does is it steals our shifas from Ruchnius, from Gidul Amiti. It's something we all face and we're all challenged from. As we took off a couple of days to connect very strongly to what we're really here in the world for, to connect really strongly, to remind ourselves, to reprogram, to empower ourselves. We're learning the sugya of Esh. When a rocket flies to Shamayim, the Esh on Banim gives it that extra pump and it makes it fly very high. It's an All sugyas in Shas are beautiful, but this is a sugya that could really empower you. It could really lift you up. It could pull you in, but it depends on your attitude. You come, you want to steig, you want to grow, you want to absorb the Talmidei Chachamim you're going to be exposed to, the words they're going to give over to you. You want to enhance your life. You're sitting with Bnei Aliyah, who I know a bunch of them, Be'emes Bnei Aliyah, Gam. The Balabatim, it's not Hagam. Because they keep on going, they keep on plugging, they still want to steig. And that gives it a special avir, a special ruach to the Yarchei Kala, the people who are involved, who want to grow, that all of us feel together and it helps us all grow. As this is a lech lecha, it's leaving home to coming to connect, to coming to lift ourselves to a higher level, all of us together. And our tefillat Hashem is we should have this yata d'shmaya. The way you do it is with Torah. The sulam of Rav Pinchas ben Yair in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Ches Amud Beis. Torah mevi lidei zehirus rizus chasidus prishus kedusha. Everything starts with Torah. Kochibricha v'araisa chadu. Torah is what keeps us connected. When we are not grounded in Torah, the winds of the Yetzirah could pull us away. The koyach ha-me'urav bav, the Yetzirah of this world, pulls us away. But when we're grounded very strongly in Torah, we improve that connection in Torah. That's what puts us on the sulam in life that helps us to be oyla l'mayla. As it should be a schus for everyone who came, who wants to be Miss Allah, wants to be Miss Raymond, and Miss Fala, we should all have an Aliyah together. Okay, as the sugya we're starting today is the sugya of Esh. The Gemara on Chav Beis Amid Aleph and Baba Kama, it's one of the famous sugyas of Baba Kama that I learned for you and for many, some yeshivas for many weeks actually. It's one of the big sugyas, but Be'ez Hashem, we're going to try to take out on our level some big yisoidis in Esh, in Shas. As the Gemara starts off, Ishay Mishum, what's the reason why Esh is Mechayiv? Chayiv. And Rabbi Yechanan Amar, Ishay Mishum Chitzay, which means just like when you shoot an arrow, as that's called a Maisa Adam, as if you're Mazik with an arrow, it's Adam HaMazik. Even though you didn't hit the person, it was your arrow, but it's Adam HaMazik. If you kill a person with an arrow, you're chayiv, as it's Adam HaMazik, that Shitas Rabbi Yechanan. And Rish Lakish says, it's Momen HaMazik. It's time to show that it's Mazik. When your Momen's Mazik, you're achroi. As when your Eish is Mazik, you're achroi, and you're chayiv. That's the two ways of learning. In the Hemshech of the Gemara is Mavur, that if you put an Esh on something, literally, everyone holds. It's Adam HaMazik. You put an Esh on a Chayfetz, it's Adam HaMazik. You put an Esh on a person, you're Reitzeach. And there's a little bit of a Chiddush, because when you hit someone, it's the force of your body that's killing him. That's Adam. That's killing him yourself. Over here, it's the Esh that's killing him. It's the Koyach HaEsh. But you're putting the Esh on the person. Afilu achi, that's called you did it, because you caused the Esh to burn. That's also called your doing. As that's when you put the Esh on the object or on the person, that's zikr Adam HaMazik. The shaila is when you lit the fire, Rashi says, mirochuk, from far, and it traveled, why you chayiv? Is that also adam amazik, chitzoy, or is that mamin amazik? You chayiv because your mamin was mazik. Like your sheriff's mazik. Zokt Reish Lakish, why does he argue on Rabbi Yechanan? Why isn't it adam amazik? Zokt Reish Lakish, lav koichayu, it's not his koyach. By chitzoy, you pulled the arrow back. You held it. Your pulling sent the arrow, as it's your koyach that's making the arrow fly. By Eish, you just put the Eish down. The Eish went on its own. It's not your koyach. That's what Reish Lakish says. Therefore, he argues on Rabbi Yechanan. However, the Gemara doesn't say, how does Rabbi Yechanan answer the tine of Reish Lakish? What does Rabbi Yechanan have to say back? Why does he learn Ishay Mishum Chitzay? The Gemara doesn't explain it. Interesting, Lechayra, that needs explanation. The Gemara doesn't explain it. As what's the pshat? As Reb Chaim, in Hilchas Shcheinim, in Perek Yud Aleph, very famous, puts down a chakira, kedarkoi b'koydish, of what pshat in Rabbi Yechanan is. Poshe pshat, you would learn, Enoch inami! It's not myself. But the Torah said that it's ki'ilu, it's myself. Because you caused it to be mazik, the Torah is machshavit, ki'ilu, it's myself. The Lashon of Rashi, mishum chitzyoy, chivoy akosiv. The Torah said it's myself. As lefizeh, it's gevaldik, why the Gemara doesn't explain it. It has no explanation. Reish Lakish is right. The Svara is lav koichoy. But the Torah anyway was nechshavit k'maisa. Abba Frek Reb Chaim, a very strong question on this sad. Frek Reb Chaim, that in the Gemara on Chav Beis Amid Beis is mavur, that if someone lights a fire and the fire travels and it kills someone, he's chayiv misa. This is brought down in the Rosh, right here in the beginning of the sugya. Isha mishum chitza is chayiv misa. Toisus in Sanhedrin, Ayin Zayin. V'loi zu, Ezer Boch Be'at, is Rebbe Reb Chaim. V'nemuke Yosef es, if Ishai is Mishum Chitzoi, as when you light on Ner Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, when you light the candles, the Shabbos candles, here you think you're doing Kavod Shabbos. In essence, you should be a Machal Shabbos. Because Ishai is Mishum Chitzoi. Everything the Eish does is Kilu you're doing. As it's kilo, you're lighting a fire on Shabbos. And you should be mechayiv skila mishum aleches Shabbos. As you see, isha mishum chitzay is by misa, yechayiv ritzicha. Isha mishum chitzay is by chil Shabbos. Frek Reb Chaim, if it's a gzeris akosiv, hagam, it's not your maisa. It's a gzeris akosiv, the Torah was machshavit kemaisa. The gzeris akosiv was only in Momin amazik, that you chayiv momin. How could you bring from momin that you should have a chayiv misa, which is more chomer, and a chayiv skila, which is even more chomer? Hare, that it's a gzeris hakosav in to be chayiv you momin. How could you bring a raya from there to a more chomerdik place to have a chayiv misa? Zokr b'chayim, vayis t'chayis, you have to say that Rabbi Yechanan holds ishoy is really koichoy. When you light a fire, that's koichoy. Just, we had a hava mina, because the ruach pulls it, it's a koyach acher, that causes that it's not koichoy. The pasik is a giloy milsa, that what? That koyach acher doesn't bother us, it doesn't shter us, it's still called koichoy. As be'etzem, it's koichoy. The pasik is just a giloy milsa. Okay, so then you could apply it all over because be'etzem it's myself. Ad kan divrei hagrach in sefer. In the Hagoyis Chazoyim Ish, on the sefer of Reb Chaim, he asks on Reb Chaim, I don't understand Reb Chaim. How could Reb Chaim say Eish is be'etzem koichoy? It's not true. I put the fire down here. My koyach stops here. It continued afterwards on its own. What is Reb Chaim saying that the Eishes continuation is Koichai? It's not. I can't possibly understand Reb Chaim. Ella, what's Pshat in Yishai Mishum Chitzai? It's Eres HaKosev that it's called Maisav. Hagam, it's not Maisav. That's what the Agoyis Chazainish is on Reb Chaim, but it's really a question we all should ask. It's such an obvious question. What's Pshat in Reb Chaim? Yeah. Can move on. We don't just take the words, we have to understand them, no matter who says it. Oh. As what's the Havana? Oh. As in the Shiurim of Reb Michal Feinstein. Is the son-in-law of the Ivriski Rav, Kemuvan. He's going to come explain Reb Chaim, defend Reb Chaim. As he explains Reb Chaim, to answer the question of the Chazon Ish, he says, on the Gemara on Amud Beis, the Gemara says, if you put an Eish on an Eved and you kill him, you're Chayiv Misa. Frederick Michel, an interesting question. Where did you put the Eish on the person? It doesn't say you put it on his heart, and his heart burnt that second. It doesn't say you put it on his head, and you burnt his mayach, and it died. It's mashma, wherever you put it on the person, you're called a reitzeach. Frekre Michel, why? It took time. It traveled in his body, it traveled up his hand. It says if you put it on the person, you're chayiv. Why? He says, you see over here a chiddush. That being that it's a davar d'memela, that the eish travels, and I put it on something that it's going to go memela, whatever happens is ki'ilu I did it. If it's memela. I put it, I caused it, I did it. Because when you put an eish on a person, that means you're burning the person. You're not burning his finger, you're not burning his hand, you're burning the person, because that's what putting an eish on a person is doing. That's what Reb Chaim held. When you put an eish on the floor and it catches on the little pieces of wood that are on the floor, it catches something flammable and it goes, you did it. Now, if a wind comes, a wind is an outside force. That's not you. As that we would have a hava mina, when the wind pulls it, that's not you. As we need Xeris HaKosev, even the wind is called you. But when there's no wind, then it's Poshet that it's your Maisav. And what's the Xeris HaKosev? Even when there's a wind, it's still called Maisav. Zog the Ran, a very interesting pshat. In Sanhedrin Ayin Zion, you put it by the wind. As whatever the wind is doing is Kiilu, you're doing it. Because you, Kiilu, activated the wind and gave the wind the koyach that it should do that, is it? Oh. That's how Reb Chaim learns. And he says that's why it goes all across the board. Yechayim Misa, this Chilul Shabbos, because it's your Maisav. Oh. That's the Shita of Reb Chaim. Lefize. The machlokes Reb Yochanan and Reish Lakish is, Reish Lakish says, Lav Koichoi, and Reb Yochanan is Choylik. Oh. That's how Reb Chaim learns. However, in the Gilyan of Reb Moshe Shmuel Shapiro on the Reb Chaim, now, Kimuvan, I'm not using the standard Reb Chaim, is Reb Chaim Choyin Hamor. Oh. It brings down every Haggah anyone ever said on Reb Chaim, because that's where we're coming from. As he brings down from Moshe Shmuel, that he says, if you look in the Ran in Sanhedrin, Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, that if you look in the Ran in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Zion, he says that Reb Yechanan says, Hagam it's lav koichayu, afilu hachiyah chayiv. Mamish, not like Reb Chaim. As the Chedushi Aran is Mavur, that Reb Yechanan agrees to Reish Lakish. And Reb Moshe Shmuel says, really, that's the Poshita reading of the Gemara. Reish Lakish says, Lav Koichayu. It's not Mashma, Reb Yechanan argues. It's Mashma, that's a fact. Everyone agrees, Lav Koichayu. The Gemara states it as a fact. It's Mashma in the Gemara. It's not Nitin Lamachloikis like Reb Chaim. It's Mashma, everyone holds of that. Reb Yechanan holds, Afilu Achi. Like the Ran says, the Torah was Machshavit, Kimayisav. However, we could add that l'chayra, this is a machlokes not just between Reb Chaim and the Chazon Ish, it's a machlokes between Rashi and a different Rach, Rabbeinu Chananel, many years before. Rashi says on the Gemara that lav koichayu. Rashi says, what's the pshat? It's lav koichayu. What's pshat in Reish Lakish? Rashi says that the ish may eleho hoileches v'doileches lemerchak. Ish on its own travels. Rashi does not mention the wind. Rashi says Eish travels on its own, and that's called Lav Koichoi. Rashi is Mavur, not like Reb Chaim, that when the Eish travels on its own, everyone holds. That's Maise Adam. The Machloikis in the Sugya is when the wind brings it. That's what Reb Chaim puts into the Sugya. When the Eish travels on its own, everyone holds its Maisov. The Machloikis in the Sugya is when the wind brings it. Rashi's Meduyik not that way. Rashi says, Reish Lakish is saying, Lav Koichoi, because Eish mei aleho, leches v'dei leches. Huh? But Rashi says, Chivu HaKosiv, that the Torah made the EU covered. When Maskim, at the end of the day, it's his Maisov. But just what seer are we talking about? The Rach says the Gemara is talking about Lav mi koichoi kazel, because the wind took it. The Rach is meduyik. If it's not the wind that's taking it, if it's traveling on its own, as then it's zicher maisav lekulei alma. As we have in the Rach, a mokar to Reb Chaim, yet in Rashi is meduyik not like Reb Chaim. Rashi is meduyik, the gedav of Ishay Mishum Chitzay, is be'etzim, it's not myself. But the Torah was machshavit ka myself, machshavit kechatz. Not like Reb Chaim, that be'etzim, it's myself, just there's a ruach, there's a zayt to gezach that's here. Rashi's mashma, it's be'etzim, not myself. Thus is the, as this machlekes, the Chazon Ish and Reb Chaim really stems in a machlokes Rashi and the Rach. Okay, that's one nekuda, one angle in the sugya. Another angle in the sugya that you could explain lefi this machlokes Reb Chaim and the Chazon Ish, which is really a basic machlokes in Havana. Is it my Maisov and Be'etzem? And the Torah is just being megala, the ruach doesn't shter, or the Torah was nechshavit k'maisa. As Reb Chaim says in Sefer, the only way ishay mishum chitzay is when I light the fire. And I did something, I lit the fire. Just what? There's a ruach that's bringing it, as the pasuk tells me, that even the ruach's bringing it, we don't care. Tosfos is mavur not that way. Tosfos on the Gemara of Ishay Mishum Chitzay, Loi sheyivarer bi'atzmo ha'esh. We're not talking about a guy that lit a fire. Ella, what are we talking about? Kol makom sheposha v'loi shoma gechaltoi. He had a fire in his backyard. He didn't light it. He was in his backyard and he saw the wind is coming. It's becoming very cold and windy. And he just didn't do anything. And he watched the wind take off this fire and bring it into his next door neighbor's property. He's Adam Amazik. He didn't do a Maisa Hadlaka. As the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam on Chav Gimel Amid Aleph is choylik on Taisis, even though he's a Talmud of Taisis, but he's choylik on Taisis. He says, only when you lit it, you did something. Isha mishum chitzoy. The Torah is machadish, even though you didn't finish, you started the Maisa, we look at it, kilo the Maisa, you did the end too. But if you didn't do anything, as how could you say Isha mishum chitzoy? That's how the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam argues. Aber in Taisis is mavur, Taisis learns not that way. Taisis learns, even if you didn't do a thing, it's called Maisav. Why? As we'll use the Chedushei Haran in Sanhedrin Ayin Zayin. But you caused the Ruach to take it, as whatever the Ruach does, you're doing. As that's Maisav. That's Xeris HaKosav, Avisha Misham Chitzai. Whatever you activate, you cause. It's Ishai Mishum Chitzai. Bizman Hazeh.
Huh? Even if the Ruach wasn't there before?
Even if the Ruach wasn't there before. Before Yishun Taisis in Sanhedrin, Ayin Zayin. Taisis has its sad lechalik, of the maskana of Taisis, even if the Ruach wasn't there before.
Even if someone else lit it?
Even if someone else lit it. But good, you're deherring the chiddush, gishmak, you're real, whoa, this is a chiddush. Kach kosu b'taisis. Lemaise, it's not a shailan Reb Chaim. Because if you look in Reb Chaim in Sefer, he's actually coming to explain Shitas HaRambam, why he doesn't hold of Taisis. Just, he's coming to explain why he doesn't hold of Taisis in Sanhedrin, Ayin Zayin. We're pointing out, Taisis over here in Baba Kamach of Beis Amid Aleph also learns the other way in Reb Chaim, not like Reb Chaim wanted to learn. And what's the explanation? The explanation is, Bizman Hazeh, you could have a good mashal. No one shoots arrows anymore, besides the Rebbe's on Lag BaOmer. No one shoots arrows anymore. How do they shoot? They press buttons. When someone presses a button, is he destroying? Or you'd say, oh no, that's a grummer. He's causing something to be shot. Now, is he walking over to the missile, lifting it up, and throwing it? No. Is he doing a mice in the missile? No. But he's causing the missile to be shot. As Taisis holds, you're empowering the Eish. You're putting the Eish in a matzev where it's going to go. That's Maisav. Causing an Eish to damage, that's Maisav.
It's a shame about Taisa.
Huh?
The wind, there's a fire.
And
then the wind comes,
it's hot. Exactly. It's a huge chiddush. Oh, but Taisa says it. Taisa says it. It's a big chiddush. He's saying the button, at least you did something. Even though it wasn't on the missile, but you did something. Over here, you did. It's true. It's a good point.
Is it the person who loaded the missile or the person who pushed the button?
Push
who
the button.
The one who made the mice that should be ready
push
to
the
go?
Button. Push the button. The last one that causes it, that's a sugya later on Daf Nuntes Amud Beis Samach. It's not even in the Kundras. Trust me. Okay. The last one. Okay. Okay. As that's Shitas Taisis. Shitas Taisis is causing it to happen, activating it, making the wind damage. That's your kilu, you did it. The Talmud Rabbeinu Tam actually makes a diuk that it's not chitzyoy mamish. An interesting diuk. He says, what's this lashon ishay mishum chitzyoy? Ishay is chitzyoy. What's the mishum? He says it's meduyik, it's not mamish achetz. You didn't shoot it. It's mishum chitzyoy. Even though it's not a chetz, the Torah says yechayiv like a chetz. Bishleim lefi Reb Chaim, it's very good the dimyan to a chetz. Because a chetz is your koyach and it travels. But according to Taisus, what's the dimyan to a chetz? By a chetz, I shot it. As how can we say Ishay Mishum Chitzyoy? It's not a chetz, I didn't do anything. As the Nemuke Yosef, when he says Ishay Mishum Chitzyoy, he says it's doimet to tzir, where someone pulled back the chetz, and because of your pshia, you caused the chetz to be shot. As lefi taisis, the dimyan to a chetz is an interesting steer. Not a literal shooting of a chetz, but a chetz that flies with pshia. As lefi zeh, the pirish of mishum chitzyoy has a new meaning to it. Okay. As that's the Tchilas HaDavar, likonis into the sugya that how is it, what does it mean, ishay mishum chitziyai? Does it mean the Torah is mechshevet kamaisav because you were goyrim? Or you did a maisa, just the ruach doesn't bother us. It's kilu, it's a continuation of your maisa. Reb Chaim Bedasa Rambam, Toisvis, Rashi Lu'umas Di Rach. Oh, that's the, on this Toisvis, there's a very big question. The Yonis Ilen and others of Nahum asked on this Toisvis from a Gemara on Chav Gimel Amin Aleph. The Gemara says, if you lit a fire and there was a wall and the wall fell down, as that's kol yolei chitzoi and yechayiv mishum mamoinai. Freg the yoinis ilim and Rav Nochum, haray, Tosfos says, if you poshei, at ishay mishum chitzoi. As over there, after the wall fell down, you're a poshei. As that's ishay mishum chitzoi. Why does the Gemara say it's not chayiv mishum chitzoi? You have to be mechalek between pshiyas, as we'll leave the Magid Shir of later on to explain it and work it out with the Olam. Okay, so that's the basic Chakira. You're coming to Seder, what to work with is it's Maisav. What is it called? Maisav. Why is Ishay a Maisa, his Maisa? And in order to understand that, we went into what a Maisa is. And we split it into levels. Lighting a person, putting a fire on a person, that's zichr maisav. When you're lighting from far, heich lodn deine lahay dine. That's the question. Do you look at it that my maisa hadloka is my maisa? When it continues, it's from the maisa hadloka. The chiddush is the ruach doesn't bother us. Or do you look at it that the Torah made it a gzeris akosiv, that it's called maisa? Reb Chaim asks, how could you learn it out to all over? As we try to explain with the Ran, because the Geder, the Gzeres HaKosev is, whatever you cause is called Maisa. As it's a Gilui Milsa, that's a way of doing things. As if that's a way of doing things in the Torah, it becomes a way of doing things in all Dinim of the Torah. That's the answer to Reb Chaim's question. Okay, and we saw Rashi, the Shinuyim in Pshat. Ufirois with one famous Nemuke Yosef. The Nemuke Yosef, we saw his question. He asked, Lefi demandi amav ishay mishum chitzoy, as how could you light Ner Shabbos? Hare it's ki'ilu, you're doing it all the time. As how could you light Ner Shabbos? Vo'oid, how could you light a fire to heat up your house? Hare, if you lit it on Erev Shabbos, it's kilu, you're lighting it on Shabbos. Das frekt in Amuki Yosef. Empet in Amuki Yosef, Ishay Mishum Chitzoy doesn't mean you're chayiv on every rega that it's traveling. It means the shooting the arrow is what's chayiv you. As Huadin over here, the lighting the fire is the chetz. That's what's mechayiv you. Reb Ochber coins from Reb Chaim a nusach, which is a big word in Maisa. Let's say you take a ball, more modern day, you throw it, and it hits something. Where was your Maisa? Is your Maisa throwing? Or because every second the ball is going with your kayach, your Maisa is continuing every second. Nusach Reb Chaim. When you shoot a chetz, when you throw a ball, are you a oisev, a choyzev, a oisev, a choyzev, a oisev, a choyzev, a oisev? Your maisa is a continuing asiya, because my koyach started, but it's continuing. It's all my koyach, it's me. As then, that's what the Muki Yosef held in the Shaila. As then, your madlika esh on Shabbos. The Muki Yosef's maskana is no. It's not oisev, a choyzev, a oisev. The Maisa is the throwing it. That's the Maisa. Oh. And he says, you can't be Mechayivim on what happens afterwards. Afterwards, you're an Oinus. You can't pull it back. Harbi Yeshlon on the Shagla Maisa. You caused that Matzav Meikara. But that's what the Nemuki Yosef proves. Oh. OK. Okay, so we have a nush chakira in the din of ishay mishum chitzay. How does, first of all, why is it ma'isav? That was the first part of Shir, Reb Chaim, the two mahalchim. The second angle in ishay mishum chitzay is, what is your ma'isav? Is your ma'isav throwing it? Or every second you're doing over and over? Nafkamina, are you machal Shabbos? Or are you doing the mitzvah of kavod Shabbos, when you light hadlokas nel Shabbos? Okay, this thus is a little bit of the hakiras of Maisav to get into this sugya. Ilam should be able to, hopefully it'll help the Ilam to get into it and have a aliyah.